Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going through my news to see what city that was in a few days ago where they admitted they were doing drills for mass arrest, and they've taken over the old rodeo fairground / beef processing facility. It's all over InfoWars and Prison Planet, but in a 70-second break, I can't find it. I'm going through like a stack of 200 articles here trying to find it. In-body scanners could warn doctors. Oh, I've got... I hate to mention something like that and then not have it in front of me. My memory's failing on it. It's driving me up the wall. Somebody will call in. I want to say it was in... No, it's in the Midwest. It's just driving me crazy. Oh, it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. Government's wonderful. Let's go ahead and go to Tim in Montana. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm the Ron Paul organizer up here, and Jack McLam told you about that show that we had, and we packed the studio. I got a couple things about JFK, but first I wanted to read, it's just like a one sentence long. It has to do with something your guest said yesterday. And I know the first part talks about the eugenics, which of course we all agree on. And this, the final quote is, at the base of this new world order is the ideology of women's empowerment, which erroneously sees the principal obstacles to a woman's fulfillment as a family and maternity. And then the fellow goes on to say, at this stage of the development of the new image of the new world, Christians, and not just them, but in any case, they, even more than others, have the duty to protest. And I sent you this article about an hour ago or so, and that is from Cardinal Ratzinger in September 19th of 2000.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it appears that he is not only aware of what's going on, but that he's not for it. Now, that's just... And some of the other... The good news is we've had a lot... We heckled Bill Clinton yesterday. He was here. We've passed out over 1,000 endgames.
Thank you, sir.
In our town. And I gave one about 2 or 3 weeks ago to a 9/11 commission person named Bob Carey, and I also gave him I can't give away all of your videos, so I edited down a couple of Griffin's and three of yours and lay out the 20th century, and I gave him one of those too. He was not very happy at a couple of us who were asking him some tough questions.
Well, the power of folks like you out there handing out the films are, my films and other films, are the most effective tool because we're a visual society. That's how people take in information. They'll sit down, they'll watch it, and it really wakes people up. It's 1,000 times more effective than just talking to somebody. And talking's still good, but I mean, films are changing people's lives, and I really appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Jay in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jones.
Yes.
How you doing there today, sir?
Good.
Wonderful, yeah. I wish you could get outside and enjoy that weather. I enjoy that weather, too. Yeah, so I just wanted to let everybody know out there that this is a real call. We don't need propaganda in our revolution. You know, just go look at AlexJonesMoneyBomb.com, and you'll see we're on the move, and soon you'll be licking our boots. Okay, that's a first, because we had some questions about fake callers and stuff. So number
what
two,
is that? What does that mean? Let me just stop you, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I know you're being sarcastic, and it's kind of a prank call, and that's fine and dandy. But I mean, if you dislike me or whatever, and I'm sure the type that also posts that I have that all my calls are screened and fake. But here you are calling in. Just go ahead and make whatever point you want.
Okay, my point was there's so much. You know, we've been talking about the disinformation in our movement that's out there, with you know, all the videos, digests, and all that stuff that's out there. And I appreciate everything you do, and I was just really wondering, there's one thing that I've been looking at, because I've been studying the Illuminati.
Stay there. I'm sure you really do appreciate me. I'll come back and let you finish up.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm glad I've expanded the radio show to 4 hours, because I'm only gone for an hour and 5 minutes. I feel like I haven't covered enough yet. I got so much I want to get to. We got Jim Tucker coming in. Jason Burmes is going to pop in for about 10 minutes with this crazy story of the screw loose changers admitting, yeah, I'm getting my microchip in the military, but so what? It's good. I love it. So people really going through a lot of denial there. And, of course, more of your phone calls. We're rocketing through those right now as fast as I can. Going back to Jay in Florida. Okay, maybe I'm stupid, but I'm missing the points you're making. It sounds somewhat sarcastic, but go ahead and try to make your point.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Alex. I was just joking around there. You know, you like to joke, I like to joke. So
no, I know. I'm saying I'm stupid. I didn't get the joke, but go ahead.
Yesterday you had said that you had reports that people said that it was on the internet that these calls weren't real and that, you know, it was staged or whatever. And I was just trying to make a point that this is not staged. We don't need to stage our things because we are real, you know. And, I mean, I'm helping out on the AlexJonesMoneyBomb.com. I've pledged. And my one question for you is, I was just looking at John Todd. Have you done any research on that guy?
Who is it?
He claims he's from the 70s. Remember back in the 70s when there was big revivals against rock music and the whole Christian thing was really in a revival kind of movement, the mid-70s? I remember getting like the Peters Brothers tapes on Backward Masking and the Evils of Rock and Roll. This guy says he came out of the occult. And he was a member of the Illuminati, and he was on the Council of 13. You can go on YouTube and listen to all of his old tapes. And supposedly, he preached for a few years, his life is threatened, and then he gets caught up in something that lands him in jail, and they say that he was set up for driving some girl across the country, and the Illuminati finally got him. And the thing that's interesting about it is, if you listen to his stuff, he explains the Federal Reserve, the way that the Illuminati controls everything, their signs. He does go really a little bit crazy on the rock and roll aspect of the occult. And
look, I just, you know, I don't know about that, and I really have found that a lot of those guys, I mean, there's people who pop up all the time claiming they're Illuminati this, New World Order that, and you know, they'll show you their Mason ring, and then they put them on the religious circuit to go around and scare everybody. You know, I just cover the news I have in front of me of what they're doing, and I try to stick to that, and so I don't really spend a lot of time, you know, with those other groups and organizations that are out there. So,
I've seen these other guys who say, you know, they are part. This is the only guy that really makes me question. I was just calling to see, because I'm trying to get to the bottom of his thing, because, you know, putting the pieces together here, which you do really well, man, and I appreciate all your films. And
okay, well, listen, I appreciate your call, and it's good to talk to you, Jay. Trying to move through these calls quick here. I'm not criticizing any individual or any group or any people. It's just I can't really comment on somebody who I don't know who they are. Okay? And people all the time email me and they say, you know who this person is, you haven't covered it, and you need to cover it. I mean, there are millions of people I don't know who they are. I heard some PhD guy on the radio yesterday about vaccines who I thought was great, and he turns out to pretty big, and I didn't even know who he was. So I just try to stick with what you can prove, what you know is real. I mean, I got a lot of criticism because I wouldn't talk about Planet X in 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002. And people said I was covering up that. You know, if I can't prove something, I don't cover it. And I just don't know about all these groups and all this stuff. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Will in Philly. You're on the air.
Good day, sir. I love you when you're in the mood like this. I really do. It's great. The last caller, I could tell it was a... Sometimes you get caught up in the moment. You think it's some guy pranking, but I could tell he was just mirroring your sarcasm. John Todd was talking about the stuff in 1978, Alex, and I believe... I've been looking at this stuff for about 15 years myself, and I think my discernment's on point. This guy was on point, and suddenly he disappeared. But I called you to talk about, I forgot to tell you the last couple times we talked, I called Stu Bykofsky, the jagoff from Philadelphia Daily News, and he says, I got it on record. You can go to my MySpace. I can give that out later if it's okay, but he says he contends that he didn't write the headline, and that's how it is in journalism. I'm not familiar with that. Can you speak to that?
That is the case. Editors, about half the time.
Okay.
At the same time,
Jones, he said, in the article itself, now he tells me, now, if you look at the context of the article, I never said anything like that. Now, I said, well, look, I got it right here. You say 1 month from the anniversary, I'm thinking another 9/11 would help America. He says, I said that? Are you on the Internet with that? I said, no, I have the daily newspaper right here. If you want to hear the first conversation about 6-7 months ago, a little after the story broke, you can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/Paze. PAYZE, and there's also that's the prelude to a song that I have that features you, and I think you would like it very much. It's called Victim's Revenge, and it has you cleverly. I'm a humble man. I'm my own worst critic, but I put you cleverly throughout the song, saying things.
Well, I appreciate that, but let me go back here. I interviewed that guy and tore him up. And they admit what they've done. They admit what they said. And he does say in the article that I'm thinking another 9/11 would be good. And then we have Republican memos and government memos saying the same thing, and PNAC saying it before it happened. He just got their arrogance. He got caught with his pants down. And he did write articles trying to backtrack, saying, that's not what I meant. You know, the editor said that. But then I'm going from memory here, but the editor then came out and said, no, that's basically what he says here in the article, and then they stood by it. He's engaged in a lot of disinfo. Good to hear from you. Speaking of not being able to remember, the earlier caller at the end of the last hour was asking about seeing police run around in camo and weird drills going on. And I mentioned how at a giant stockyards fairground that one of the largest in the country, that the government had taken it over for a month to do drills. And then it turned out they actually arrested illegal aliens and did raids of whole families and put them in there. And but Rex 84 and then current documents say that they will set the camps up in the name of illegals, get the people accepting it because, oh, well, they're getting them out of here, and then really use it on political dissidents. We're seeing a lot of activity right now. It's kind of like troop movements. You know, I say I can tell them something's about to happen. Well, this is similar to troop movements. Now, though, they've had so many big drills, they get bigger and bigger. This could be a build-up to something in the future. Could be a prelude to something now or in the near future. I don't know. But, yeah, it was Des Moines, Iowa. I just wanted to be sure. I said Des Moines, Iowa, and then I questioned my memory on that. As predicted last week, ICE has begun factory raids of illegal aliens in Iowa. We were able to predict that. Lee Rogers was. Des Moines Register and Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier reported that FEMA and ICE took over the National Cattle Congress Fairgrounds in Waterloo, Iowa, until May 25th. And began moving trailers and generators onto the location 2 weeks ago, and now they, and then Lee Rogers accurately predicted that they were going to first arrest a bunch of illegal aliens as the pretext for that, but then ICE admits it's also a drill for everybody else. It's a mass disaster drill. So when they start mixing drills with reality, you better look out. And we're on record saying that, you know, a decade ago, that they would do this first to illegal aliens and then to citizens. And you go, well, what do you want? You say arrest the illegals. No, I'm saying arrest the illegals, deport them, but at the same time, the best way to do this is prosecute employers. I don't hire illegal aliens myself. You know how hard it is to find a part-time nanny who's not from Latin America? Not that I'm against a Latin American nanny. It's that they're all illegal aliens. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get somebody to clean your house? Because I have somebody to clean my house because I'm busy working all the time. I can either do that or clean my house. Comes twice a week, and I mean, it is hard. You got to pay about twice as much for American, but I do that. So I try to, you know, walk the walk, talk, you know, if you talk the talk, you walk the walk. Oh, man. But there it is for you, and the headline is Illegal Alien Raid, Part of FEMA Camp Drill. You can just Google that, and you'll find it at Infowars.com or RevGovernment.com, another site out there with good info. Okay, and then the Chicago citizens reject terror drill, fear-mongering. About 350 out of an expected 4,000 participants in bio-attack processing exercise at Sears Center Arena. The latest opportunity for authorities to grandstand, fear-monger, and practice processing citizens through a de facto internment camp fell flat on its face yesterday when just 350 of an expected 4,000 turned out to participate in a mock terror drill at Chicago's Sears Center Arena. And boy, if you want to look at a picture of bedwetters, folks, this picture of this crowd of people, the type of ninnying chicken neck that would actually hear a government fear-mongering event and then practice going to a sports stadium to be processed, I mean, it's just incredible. And it goes on to say, an elaborate public health drill Thursday that organizers had hoped would use thousands of volunteers to help test the Chicago area's response to a possible bioterrorism attack instead drew fewer than 350 people, and one beleaguered Cook County board president reports the Chicago Tribune. The exercise, estimated to cost $80,000, was mandated and funded by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which has called for health departments nationwide to coordinate drills since the terrorist attacks of 9/11. The government mandates drills since the government attacks of 9/11. Authorities practice processing citizens through the de facto internment camp and giving them mandatory pharmaceutical products injections. It goes on. Paul's excellent article on that. Here's the actual Chicago Tribune article. Big public health drill has small turnout in Hoffman Estates, but stronger. But Scroger makes a guest appearance. That's the name of the councilman. Okay, I know we got a lot of other callers, and we're going to get to you. 1-800-259-9231. Got Jim Tucker popping in. Did the Bilderberg Group really meet last week in Greece? Did they, after 35 years, finally beat us? And did we miss the location? Did they have it early? Or is this an elaborate disinfo ploy? We'll get Jim Tucker's take on it coming up in about 40 minutes. Burmese is going to be popping in the last 10 minutes of this hour to talk about the 9/11 debunkers. They're getting their microchips now. Seriously. A bunch of stupid synth gum goofs. And they're kind of having a moment of confusion over it.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning. Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side over there and spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Gentlemen, a little bit late getting back in because I was doing a local phone-in to 590 KLBJ, or was it 93.7 KLBJ, the FM, plugging my movie showing of Truth Rising this Saturday and Sunday at the Alamo Draft House. It is almost sold out. I'm just going to let you know now that the Saturday is almost sold out right now. Sunday has got, I don't know, they said like 30% of the tickets left, but that's kind of a illusion because they hold about 10% of the tickets back for the day of at the door. They just do that because they want people to be able to walk up for some reason, which is fine with me. So you can also get in line, and I don't want to discourage people to not come. So I hope to see you there. I'll be giving a speech before each event. People are asking when the film's going to be out. It's not going to be out for a month and a half or so. I've still got to make the cover, make the DVD menu, get it mass-produced. We are just showing it at the Alamo to really get your feedback. We might even tweak a few things next week on it after we get your feedback on it. There is so much here that I want to go over, and also your phone calls. Tell you what I want to do right now. Let's just go ahead and take a call, and we'll come back in the long segment and get more into this news. And let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I've got a membership to the Prison Planet TV, and I was really happy with it. And I like that picture you drew of Osama bin Laden. Maybe you could auction that off on eBay or something.
I think that's in a pile of papers that already been thrown away, but yeah, that's quite a Picasso, isn't it?
It was lovely. I like the sword.
Hey, yesterday I drew some pictures for people.
I must have missed it.
The technocratic superstructure, advanced technology continuum?
I think I may have caught it. What I wanted to ask you was, I've been talking to people in my family, and some of them pretty influential. I have an uncle who's the CEO of a company. He's just written a book, and
well done, Lord Vader.
He likes a lot of the a lot of the things I tell him about the show. And I want you also to pose a question of Burmese also later.
Burmese?
What would he say were some of maybe the most compelling? Because when I talk to these people, you know, anyone in general, and I try to give this information out, what are kind of the most compelling points he'd make about 9/11 and then, you know, kind of...
Well, I would give him Terror Storm. And, I mean, I really think that's the best film on government-sponsored terror. The best way to convince somebody is to show them that the government's been caught over and over again admitting, and that other governments do it too, staging terror. You see, then you've already won the argument. Well, wait, they've done it before. Well, wait, they've got the motive. Well, wait, the government wrote memos and Pentagon documents saying they wanted to stage more attacks. And then you've got them. And then you go into the evidence. That's the most effective.
Right.
Instead, the Pentagon's hiring people to run around in Hitler mustaches screaming and yelling and... putting it on Howard Stern, so trying to make people think that's who we are. But it's going to fall flat on its face, too. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, when I told him, because he's in pharmaceuticals, I said the word eugenics. He said, oh, that's a real politically loaded word. How do you...
Stay there. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, we're going to go back to the caller, then Burmese is going to pop in for a moment. We got Jim Tucker coming up. Ton of news I haven't gotten to yet, and I mean a ton. I've got three huge stacks here. The reason I don't usually cover but about 10% of it is you can't do justice to any of it. I don't even want to mention that they're training police coast to coast to look for roadside bombs without getting into the fact that that's meant to train them to federalize. That's the cover story for having the military come in, and then why I know that and the whole history of that and how I got their secret documents there because an idiot FBI agent gave us the classified ones on I-35 when they were running a takeover drill in Belton instead of the public release. They got so mad about that. That's on the web and in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But right now, going back briefly here, just to finish up with Chris in Florida, you had one other point you wanted to make?
Yeah, I guess most succinctly, how would you sum up that eugenics was the umbrella science that everything sort of, you know, grew up around?
Well, notice he said, well, that's kind of a politically charged term, see.
Right.
Oh, that's kind of a out of control, you know.
Fascism.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's always said about it. Well, people are being reasonable about eugenics. I mean, there's some good things about it. That's kind of the attitude that comes out of the establishment. It's simple. Darwin and his cousin, Sir Francis Galton, they developed the idea of the theory of social Darwinism, that the elite killing us, murdering us, enslaving us is good because it's survival of the fittest, and they're making us stronger by doing it and getting rid of the useless eaters. That's a Hitler quote that he got from, of course, the eugenicists that came before him. And then when you look at the heads of all the major modern sciences, you look at what, I mean, Sir Francis Galton, no doubt, had like 180 IQ. The guy, before they were even doing IQs, I mean, the guy did develop something like 20 sciences. I mean, it's just insane. Major branches. And certainly a lot of those, that research did give good findings. And there is some, you know, truth to breeding and genetics and intelligence, and there is something to be said for some of, you know, so obviously, but it's the way they go about it, what they're pushing, what they're trying to do. So a lot of people go, well, eugenics sounds good to me, but they don't understand what the true final penultimate goal of eugenics is. That is exterminating their competition, the bad sons or the rogues that grow up out of the midst. That's, it's really trying to dumb the mass down for orderly extermination, not just orderly extermination of the dumb mass, but actually orderly extermination of everybody but the elite. The ultimate form of war, and you look at the beginnings of computers, the founder of the modern computer, Thomas Watson. You look at the founders of the human genome. I mean, it's right there out of the Cold Springs Harbor with the former top eugenist scientist running the human genome. Remember having to quit last year calling, saying blacks weren't human, basically. Another Mr. Watson, not related to Thomas Watson of IBM. And then you find out that Prince Philip, Ted Turner, their mommy, their daddy, their grandpa were all obsessed. The Rockefellers, over 100 eugenics groups they set up. Planned Parenthood, the list goes on and on. Funding Hitler, funding the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. You find out that the name social services, the social workers, the assessments, bioethics, all of it's out of eugenics. It all, our entire, the royalty and the international banking cartels bought into this when it was rock star popular, the law in the U.S. to sterilize and kill babies and everything else you can imagine. They adopted it. That was only 70, 80 years ago in its total heyday. I guess 60, we talk about World War II. And when it kind of got in trouble publicly, and so all the institutions were set up along these lines. The institutions were set up to do this and carry this out. So Endgame covers it, and as shocking as Endgame is, it isn't one inch down the well. I mean, the rabbit hole is so deep that it would just blow your mind. And it takes intense, I mean, we've read scores of books here, research, sent off for university letters, just spent sometimes 18 hours freaking out looking at it all, and then you can't even put it in a film. It's so horrible, you can't even, and now they turn into the transhumanist, and they say it's eugenics, and they're going to force us to have chips, and they're going to micromanage us and remote control us, and they say it, that it's official government policy to do it, and it doesn't matter, the CENTCOM guys will just giggle and snicker as they listen, and then help implement it. Them first, because they'll make us, because they had to do it. I mean, it's everything, sir. It's what drives them. It's what they believe in. It's a 800 years ago in ancient England, or in the city of Paris, you know, the king of Paris, the king of France, as he was known, had a very small area, actually, really. I digress. It doesn't matter. Germany wasn't unified till Bismarck. France right before that. But, see, I digress into history. All knowledge is like endless halls of data. And then once you start down one, you go into another, then how they all interconnect and how it all, you know, goes together. 800 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,300 years ago with Plato and the Republic, he said, we're going to have a subroid mass that we breed to be dumb and servile that we'll control. And that if we get better machines, we can exterminate them because, and he like foresaw large mechanical devices in factories. I mean, these are geniuses, but very cold and very evil. And he said, we won't even need as many of the slaves then, or we can just kill them out. And, he coined the term eugenics, meaning eternal youth, or the gods, man becoming Mount Olympus. That's what it is. Eternal youth means godhood. You know, they don't die. Gods don't die. They can create. You know, that's why they want genetic engineering. It's all about playing God. Put yourself in that mindset. And then, the nobles knew how to control populations. They would keep the population on 5, 10% of the land, starving at subsistence level, a foot and a half shorter from malnutrition generationally than the elites, riding around on their horses all clean, laughing at the peasants with vomit down the front of them, starving to death with, you know, a third of their children born from in utero retardation from lack of nourishment. They have that same problem in many rural areas of China. A third of the kids are retarded.
just enjoying riding by all the poor, retarded people. And while they would, that was their enjoyment. I mutate you. I starve you. I control. And then that's their mode to keep their control. Only they could have bows. Only they could have knives. Only they could have swords and shields. They were a different species. See, they thought that 1,000 years ago. Plato thought that 2,350-something years ago. And so this is their philosophy. This is their idea. This is their power trip. This is their looking down their nose at you. This is who they are. This is what they do. You understand?
Yep.
Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Okay, let's shift gears. I don't want to give these disinfo Pentagon operatives, and they are, folks. I've met them. I've run into them. A lot, some of them are camp follower, useful idiot mockingbirds that magnify what's being said. And when you go on their site, they, you know, it's all 1st Battalion, you know, fighting the chickens. We're fighting the anti-American Al-Qaeda supporters. And we've tracked a lot of their handles, other guys that attack us on Dig and our own message boards. They'll even put out their own MySpace. You go to it, it's them in their uniform. You see the PSYOP patch with the skull. They're bragging. I mean, they're not even good. I mean, I guess the government's so arrogant that, and they put so many idiots into PSYOPs that they don't understand you lose all your effect when you go out and admit you're with PSYOPs, you dummies. And, I mean, it's, but again, some of you are just camp followers, and you see them posting. Where's that printout you had in here? Oh, here it is. And, he was on the Pentagon website last night, the disinfo site, lavishloosechange.com or whatever it is. Corkscrew, loose change. And Burmese was on the site, and he goes, look at this, and he linked through over to the James Randi Educational Foundation, where they debunk everything, but don't really debunk it. It's actually Lord High Protectorville, you know, where they deny China takes organs, and they deny there's mercury in vaccines, while the government admits it. And, I mean, just basically whatever the government line is, James Randi does. And then he exposes a few magicians and then claims we're all magicians when he's a magician, too. And he admits he's a former magician. He's just a master magician engaged in larger deceptions. And so they're on the James Randi thing, and they're talking about how he's getting his microchip. Why don't you read this and cover it in your own way?
Sure thing. The guy starts out saying, okay, this sounds like fun. I had to get a medical checkup today. I was not due for a physical for another 5 years, but for some reason had to go in right away, they said. Go now. Pick up your medical records. Head to the medical center. I do. I get checked out head to toe, and after I pass, they stamp this on my medical records, and it's posted over there, but you can see it. RFID, big letters, okay? I'm getting chipped. I got selected for the 1% of combat troops in my division.
By the way, that's disinfo. They always claim your city's been chosen for Delta Force training. Your city's been trained for bomb disposal. You're the first. You're the only one. No, buffoon. Officers, many officers in select categories got chips 5 years ago. Go ahead.
Yeah. And he says, to get one to monitor, quote-unquote, stress patterns, Alex, for upcoming deployment. Now, I just want to stop right there. Remember, chips were only supposed to have an ID number that if they scanned it, then there'd be a database. Well, this chip somehow reads stress patterns. Isn't that just amazing, Alex? It's not just a number anymore. So he goes on and he says, so I have a date when it goes in, but no date when it comes out. I don't want to say this is for nefarious purposes, but I don't see any reason to have this in me because I'm not deployed for another 9 to 10 months. Congrats, Moonbats. You were right about something for once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he actually...
But then they go on the Randi forum and say we're still bad not to like it.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that a couple of them are pretty disgusted. They can't even believe that, you know, this guy's actually getting chipped, and they ask him about it. They say, well, why don't you refuse it? And he's just like, he toes the line. Well, I lose my military career. That's disobeying a lawful order.
No, you're now known as a jackass. They're going to do more to you, stupid guinea pig.
Absolutely. And they got wind of this, and, you know, they're like, oh, well, now they're going to talk about cyborgs. Listen, the chip has been implemented for over a decade. They do have brain chips. All you have to do is look up Blind Can See Now, and they have it set up. So they put a chip in your brain, and they hook it up to a small camera where your iris is.
And see, that's all fine and dandy. The point is, the Pentagon reports, and we have a list of them. I put it in my book. It was in Wired today, which is a whitewash. You go read the actual reports. It says that they're going to make the military take brain chips.
Yeah.
And we told you, dummies, they were going to first put one under your skin, then it was going to get more advanced. We played the top futurist, you know, the top marshal, the head futurist, like 90 years old, the Pentagon, says they're going to put you on drugs, remote control you. I mean, I'm not the one, guys. I'm sorry that reality is dawning for you. and that this is all happening, but we only cover the facts here. And no amount of black propaganda with your buddies running around in Hitler mustaches claiming to be us is going to help you.
Yeah, I think the two major points that should dissuade anybody from being pro-RFID under the skin are the fact that the Jacobs family went on the Today Show right after 9/11, said, oh, we're taking government chips, it's so great.
But it turned out they really worked for the company.
Yeah, they got a huge bonus.
They claimed, but they didn't say that on the news. Like,
oh,
the company, I just go.
They signed a huge contract. And then the second thing is that Dobbs, back in December.
Well, the weird thing is the kid died hitting a light pole.
Yeah, on a motorcycle accident. Yeah. That is kind of bizarre.
A little goblin.
Well, you know, I feel bad.
I'm saying it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, they took chips as a family on TV because of terrorism.
But they were the ugliest looking little family I'd ever seen in my life.
All right.
Well, they really were little demonic puds.
Well, I think what's scarier now, Alex, is that the Mexican government is actually announcing that they want to do away with passports for people who live in Guatemala and south of Mexico, and they just want to chip people. They're saying, well, if you want to come into Mexico now legally, you're going to be chipped.
No, I know. And then... That was mainstream news, and then the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take it. U.S. companies are making him take it. I had the police chief of Bergen County on, and then I was getting an email going, there's not police chiefs of counties. There is in New Jersey, Jack. I had him on, and he goes, yes, I will make everyone take chips. He says, I can't wait to make everyone take chips.
Yeah, and the Mexican Attorney General thing you're talking about is back in 2004, 4 years ago, and 144 of his employees took it for quote-unquote security purposes.
And that was the first wave. They just said, take it or you leave your job. And these are all PSYOP tests, you dummies.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for these guys.
Yeah.
But I was reading the comments in there this morning, and it's, you know, people going, oh, it's good. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, on top of all of everything we just talked about of the control modes and the fact that RFIDs aren't our friend, they cause cancer, Alex. Last year they did a study. They found it caused cancer in rats. Of course! Having an RFID tag under your skin that emits a radio frequency, folk, is going to cause cancer.
Well, they're
going to
argue that it's only when it gets pinged does it do that. But I mean, here's an example. They put up radio readers all over the country that are standardized. They call it K-Tag, Texas Tag, Smart Tag, you know, any little Pavlovian term they give the idiots. But then they admit, and it's come out, because I read it in Pentagon Documents First, who designed all this, and then later it's in the news as they introduced it to slaves, that they're reading them all over this country. They've got readers everywhere. And so they know your name, and they're tracking you. I told everybody that they had whole floors of every phone company was NSA, because I read it in the Telecommunications Act. Now it came out last year. I told everybody they're tracking your cell phone even when it's off. Now they're flipping them on to emergency management centers where the cops type your name in, and real time your phone comes up. All designed for control. Mm-hmm. And it turns out when they were developing cell phones in the 70s, they knew that it gave all the rats cancer. Now there's hundreds of university studies where you get a massive increased fold in a rare tumor right where the cell phone's at, and they call us conspiracy theories there. The Randy Foundation says that, too. Just everything's a lie. Just everything we say, the government loves you, everything's fine, the government never lies, they're never bad, you can trust them. And then meanwhile, in Florida, you're going to get 5 to 10 years in prison for speeding.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, if you don't understand, RFIDs are a total mode of control. It's to make you a product. It's to make you something that's on a shelf at Walmart.
Well, it's more than that. The Pentagon, who developed them at MIT, was actually developed for proximity detonators in World War II. That's why the flak, the shells wouldn't blow up our planes, but would, you know, destroy their planes whenever they were, you know, during the Battle of Britain and the rest of it. They already had it implemented. But the smaller RFID, that was the smaller than a... you know, than a grain of sand, but maybe, I mean, much smaller. They had that a decade ago. Hitachi's got it. And they say that all real products will be like in cyberspace, where they can Google where that tin can was. Oh. Or they can Google that battery. So when the battery falls out of your toy and it's in your backyard, they can come give you 5 years for the... And folks, it's already happening. 5 years for that battery, because they were able to scan if that battery was in your backyard.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, yeah, when your insurance is out, they're already scanning your license plates, and Texas almost passed this the last two legislative sessions in the last 4 years, where the minute your insurance is out, they're going to arrest you.
Oh, great.
But the police have been ordered to leave the illegals alone, though. It's all selectively enforced.
Like everything.
And I told you they put face scanners in to, quote, stop liquor and cigarettes for kids. Now AP, now other papers are reporting that, yes, it's going in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, face scanners, biometrics, thumb scanners, all that stuff is on the forefront. It's coming.
Well, the Pentagon said it was to control you, and they call it a total control grid. They call it a grid. They designed it.
Well, when I talked to Tommy Thompson of, you know, the ex-head of Health and Human Services about this, he really tried to marginalize it. And he said, oh, well, it's great for keeping track of inventory. Now, inventory to me is a code word for people and soldiers.
But then he said he wouldn't take a chip.
Yeah, well, the first thing I prefaced it with was, well, you went on TV back in 2005, and you were on all these shows saying you were going to take one of these chips from Verichip with a company that you were working for, essentially. And he's like, well, first of all, I didn't take a chip.
It wasn't essentially. He was on the payroll.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. He was on the board, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the board. And I think that was while he was the head of Health and Human Services.
But see, Tommy Thompson doesn't exist. And that national trip to hundreds of high schools saying, get chips, that didn't exist either.
Yeah, the whole chip.
Yeah, there's not a program to recruit the preachers for Homeland Security to tell their flocks to turn their guns in, though it's admitted year after I reported it. There's no program to tell kids to take chips, even though it's going on.
Mm-hmm. Like, the crazy thing is you can go on eBay, and you can get a whole kit for about $10.
That reads it.
Yeah, and then you can sign up for a program where basically you're a dog, and you can locate yourself everywhere. You hear that, parents? You can chip your kids right now if you'd like to for $15 on eBay.
But you're criticizing it so it doesn't exist. You're crazy. Get out of here, Moonbat.
All right, later
on. Get out of here. It doesn't exist. And neither does all the government-sponsored terror that they declassified.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Here's one, chip implants linked to animal tumors. Associated Press, that doesn't exist, huh? Randy Foundation?
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
The Denial Foundation?
I sit down with Big Brother.
don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom.
We've got the federal statistics up on Infowars.com. Thousands of times better chance of dying in an automobile accident than you do every year of dying of terrorism, even when the 3,000 deaths of 9/11 are averaged in. If you believe terrorism really comes from men in caves, that they can run it all, but the government can't. It's too complex for the government, but it is not too complex for the men in caves. That you have a 10-plus time chance to die by hitting a deer that caused you to wreck and kill yourself than you do dying by terrorists, and hundreds of times the chance of drowning. Now, that doesn't matter, does it? Because we've got to federalize the police. It was the day after Thanksgiving, 1998. Mike Hansen did camera work for me driving along from doing a construction job in Waco. He's driving through Belton, south of there. And he sees U.S. Army troops running around. He was in the Army. And he's thinking, that's strange. They were searching Greyhound bus. And he pulls over, and police walk up, Lieutenant Best, and says, turn your camera off. And Mike says, no, it's America. So they start threatening him on video. And that goes on and on for a while. And then they park all these dump trucks in front, but Mike goes ahead and just goes around him and talks to the people who've been waiting 9 hours, then it was 12 hours, then it went on. Mike said, you can't stop me from going in Dairy Queen. But then the cops threatened him to arrest him. He didn't turn his camera off, so he did do that to go eat because he was out there for hours. You know, they're the lordships. They tell you not to videotape. And they said, yeah, they just tell us there's a terrorist and a bomb. But then they told the news it was a drill, and it was a drill. Turned out Greyhound was working with them all over the country and letting their unwitting passengers, who tend to be poor, tend to not know what's going on, not be able to defend themselves, perfect group. See, these drills always go live now. I've got Marines arresting U.S. citizens in Swanboro, North Carolina, on video, quote, a drill that goes live with the police. That was when they were getting rid of Posse Comitatus. We told you they were, and you said it was a conspiracy theory, and now they've announced they've gotten rid of it. We're always right, but again, I guess the debunkers will just say that they didn't get rid of Posse Comitatus when they did, but then you'll say they did, but it's good. It's called double thinking, my friends. Crime Stop. You do it well. When you see a story like this, the AP carried Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is holding a workshop in Fayetteville to teach local law enforcement agencies how to handle roadside bombs, reports the AP. No, not in Iraq, but here in America. Now, it says the Department's Office of Bomb Prevention will host Tuesday's workshop. Now, the FBI pulled up to threaten Mike in Belton after about 2 hours and said, look, here's a press release, get out of here. Well, he gave us a press release on top, and then under it was a classified, not for distribution, it's on the website, it's in the film, Police State 2, The Takeover, not for distribution, internal for police departments. And it said, bomb disposal is a cover for a covert military assistance program in 77 counties, warrant service, arrest, apprehension. It just lists just scores of things and says it's a huge secret covert program with the U.S. Army out of Fort Hood, 77 counties, rapid reaction force. And if you need our military to dress in, you know, uniforms that aren't identified, that, you know, because you'll see troops when they're with them. It won't say police. It'll be a black uniform just like the police, but it won't be local. Criminal, secret, wicked. Just like they've been taking your blood for 35 years. Criminal, secret, wicked, at birth. And now Bush signs an bill last week making it legal. Criminal, 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 criminal. Taking newborn baby's blood for Homeland Security. Criminal, 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 criminal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.